rates now? How should schools deal with pupils who are repeatedly late? Extra work or detention? What about fining the parents? Schools in England are looking at imposing 60 quid fines on mums and dads whose children are repeatedly late. Andy McMoran, former school principal, with us today, as is the commentator Lata Sharma. Hit the parents then. 60 quid fine, Andy, if the kids are late.
Totally disagree, Stephen. I cannot see. I mean, sometimes it's not just the parent. You get a parent late. Parents are late. This is not that simple. A parent can be up early for a job, waking the child up, give his breakfast and go out to school. Child could fall asleep again. You know, and sometimes you're hitting parents who, money's not the answer to everything, taking money off people. You've got to be talking about, I know one example of a 14-year-old boy who was a carer for his sick mother. So we used to give him a bit of leeway coming into school late. Now, I do understand the importance of lateness, for because if you're late in a job, you'll obviously lose your job. But there's other ways of dealing with it. And more, I think, from within the pastoral care system of the school, one to actually help the education of the child
Lada?
Rather than do it that way.
Do you know, I do fully understand why it must be so frustrating for the authorities. But, in a sense, I do agree with my colleague here. I think the vast majority of all backgrounds, classes, etc., do get their children to school. But we need to know why those children who are repeatedly coming to school late, we need to know what their situation is. Are these parents just being completely undisciplined, lazy, or what it is, or do we have children who are dealing with parents who basically are suffering in the home themselves?
I was going to ask there, what happens to the parents if they refuse to pay this ladder? I see the proposals are saying that they could be prosecuted, even jailed. Imagine being jailed because your kid's late for school.
This is not a jailing issue. This is a ridiculous thing. This is where we suddenly have a knee-jerk reaction to a problem. This problem is got to be measured. It's got to be looked at. Each individual case has to be done on its merit. And we have to really think about the holistic approach to this for the child. The parent or the caregiver to that child has to be looked at. We need to see, why is the child turning up to school late all the time? Is it because they are having a situation at home where the parent might be a drug addict or an alcoholic? If they have excuses, fair, reasonable excuses, then we must help those
children.
And
I guess that's a fair point, Andy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an excellent point. I mean, good schools have systems in place through their pastoral care system to find out that information. But more importantly, good schools have good relationship with parents. You need the parents on your side. Finding them, I can't think of a worse way of getting them against you.
Well,
you need to
the
bring
problem
them
is actually finding them. Those sort of parents who are prepared to be on your side. They don't like to be challenged, you know, they don't like to be approached. They're too busy being offended instead of realising that the authorities are actually wanting to take care of their children's benefit. So they're rather than saying that, they're saying, you know, you're offending me by accusing me of whatever. I mean, we have to understand that it's not as easy for the authorities or the school people, you know, to be able to go and approach the parents sometimes, because the parents can be a right pain in the backside sometimes.
A good communication system in a school, and when you've got an outreach to parents and you get the parents that are even going to see them, will solve these problems eventually. I mean, some of the ideas that are put forward for solving this problem. It used to be in the past, it was lines. I mean, that's disgraceful. It's giving a kid just to sit down and write and write and write and write, which was just nonsense. I'll give you an example that I used to use. When a child came in late in the morning, we looked at the idea, we realised there was a problem. So there was quite a lot of kids came in. So what I did was every day at lunchtime, these kids would come to me. And I would take them around the school, and I'd get myself in some trouble with some parents. And they would walk around with me after they had their lunch, or before they had their lunch, lifting litter around the school.
Brilliant.
I tell you what, the number of children who come in late after that dropped significantly.
Okay.
I bet you any money now, you'll have parents who storm in and saying, how dare you make
interesting
my child
stuff.
Do
we got to leave it there. Thank you, Lada. Thank you, Andy. Nice to talk to you both.